Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Launch of Rocket Lab by Peter Griffin examines how a small team in New Zealand helped create one of the most distinctive new space companies of the 21st century. Centered on Rocket Lab and its founder Peter Beck, the book traces the shift from ambitious experimentation to a venture capable of regularly sending satellites to orbit. It places the company's story inside a wider transformation of the global space industry, where lower costs, faster development cycles, and commercial demand for small satellites changed what was possible for private firms. Readers are introduced to the practical realities behind rocket development, including engineering hurdles, testing failures, regulatory complexity, and the challenge of raising capital for a high-risk, high-visibility endeavor. Rather than treating space as distant spectacle, the book frames it as a modern industry shaped by strategy, leadership, culture, and relentless iteration. It offers an accessible narrative for anyone curious about how space startups are built and how Rocket Lab became a recognizable name in small launch services. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, from tinkering to a credible space company, a central theme is the transition from early experimentation into an organization that can reliably design, build, and operate launch vehicles. The Rocket Lab story highlights how credibility in aerospace is earned through demonstrated progress, not just bold vision. The narrative emphasizes that early-stage momentum comes from practical milestones such as prototyping, test campaigns, and incremental proof that key subsystems can work in real conditions. It also illustrates how founders and early teams must balance improvisation with discipline, especially when safety, precision, and extreme environments are involved. The company's evolution shows how a startup develops repeatable processes, documentation habits, and quality standards without losing the speed that made it competitive. The book also underscores the importance of focus. For a young company, picking a narrow set of achievable objectives can be more effective than chasing every opportunity in the space economy. As Rocket Lab moves from a small technical group to a structured business, the reader sees how roles, accountability, and decision-making frameworks mature. This topic provides lessons for innovators about building trust with customers, regulators, and investors by pairing ambition with measurable engineering execution. Secondly, engineering under constraints and the value of iteration. Rocket development is presented as a sequence of trade-offs where mass, cost, schedule, manufacturability, and performance compete constantly. The book highlights how constraints can be productive when they force teams to simplify designs, standardize components, and pursue scalable manufacturing methods. It also conveys that launch systems are rarely perfected in one step. Progress typically comes from iterative cycles of design, test, failure analysis, and redesign, with each loop improving reliability and understanding. This approach contrasts with older aerospace models that relied on long timelines and extremely conservative development. The Rocket Lab story illustrates how modern private firms attempt to compress timelines while still managing risk in a domain where small mistakes can end a mission. Readers gain an appreciation for why testing culture matters, including how teams learn to interpret anomalies, avoid repeating errors, and communicate technical realities clearly. The book also suggests that engineering excellence is not only about clever solutions, but also about execution quality, supply chain control, and disciplined configuration management. By showing the practical pressures of building rockets with limited resources, the topic offers transferable insights for any high-stakes engineering environment where speed and reliability must coexist. Thirdly, funding, partnerships, and the business model of small launch. Another important topic is the financial and commercial architecture needed to turn a rocket program into a sustainable business. The book explores how capital needs in aerospace differ from typical software startups, with heavy upfront costs, long development cycles, and the possibility of highly visible setbacks. It frames fundraising as a credibility contest where technical progress, leadership reputation, and market timing all influence investor confidence. The Rocket Lab narrative also points to the role of strategic partnerships, including relationships with customers, suppliers, and government stakeholders. In the small satellite era, demand patterns can be fragmented, so aligning services with customer needs becomes crucial. The book emphasizes that a launch company is selling more than raw performance. It is selling schedule reliability, mission assurance, integration support, and predictable operations. It also highlights how competitive positioning matters, because small launch sits between rideshare options and larger dedicated vehicles. This section helps readers understand why pricing, cadence, and customer experience shape long-term viability. By connecting technical milestones to commercial traction, the book presents space entrepreneurship as a blend of engineering, finance, sales, and operational discipline. Fourthly, regulation, safety, and operating from New Zealand, the book draws attention to the non-technical hurdles that can decide whether a launch company succeeds, especially regulatory approval, safety practices, and geopolitical considerations. Operating from New Zealand introduces unique advantages and constraints. Geographic location can support certain launch trajectories and operational flexibility, yet it also requires coordination across international frameworks, export controls, and customer requirements. The narrative highlights how launch operations depend on licenses, range safety planning, environmental assessments, and ongoing compliance. These elements are not optional bureaucracy. They are fundamental to protecting public safety and ensuring continued permission to operate. The Rocket Lab story suggests that regulatory competence can become a competitive advantage when a company proves it can meet standards consistently and transparently. It also indicates that building trust with national authorities and local communities matters because launch infrastructure is long-term and highly visible. Readers see how organizational maturity includes formal safety systems, clear incident response processes, and disciplined communications during setbacks. This topic broadens the view of spaceflight beyond engineering by showing how law, policy, and public legitimacy shape day-to-day reality for launch providers, especially those operating outside traditional government space hubs. Lastly, leadership, culture, and resilience in high-risk innovation. A final theme is the human side of building a rocket company: leadership under uncertainty, team culture, and resilience when outcomes are not guaranteed. The book portrays the psychological demands of working in a field where a single failure can erase years of effort in seconds. It emphasizes how leaders must keep teams aligned through pressure, setbacks, and shifting timelines while maintaining honesty about risk. The Rocket Lab story highlights the importance of a culture that values problem-solving, accountability, and learning rather than blame. In high-risk innovation, morale and retention can be as critical as hardware performance because expertise accumulates through shared experience. The narrative also suggests that founders must balance vision with adaptability, adjusting plans when technical realities or market conditions change. Decision-making speed is valuable, but so is the discipline to pause and reassess when signals indicate deeper issues. This topic offers insight into how extraordinary goals are achieved through ordinary habits, clear priorities, rigorous review processes, respectful debate, and consistent execution. For readers, the lesson is that resilience is not a personality trait alone. It is built into systems, communication norms, and the collective belief that setbacks are information on the way to reliability. In conclusion, this book suits readers interested in the modern commercial space race, including entrepreneurs, engineers, investors, managers, and students who want a grounded view of how a launch company is actually built. It is also a good fit for general nonfiction readers who enjoy business stories driven by technical ambition and real operational risk. The main benefit is perspective. It connects the excitement of spaceflight to the everyday disciplines that make it possible, such as iterative development, safety practice, regulatory navigation, and the constant linking of engineering choices to business outcomes. Readers can apply these lessons to their own work, even outside aerospace, by adopting a more test-driven mindset, treating constraints as design inputs, and building credibility through measurable progress. Compared with many space books that focus mainly on big agencies or broad futurism, this one is worth buying for its company-level viewpoint and its attention to the messy middle between idea and orbit. It highlights how a smaller nation and a lean team can compete through focus, speed, and execution. If you want a practical narrative about turning bold goals into repeatable performance, this book stands out among similar titles. If you would like to support Peter Griffin, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.